Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Vita Blue. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Bailey. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bailey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts towards the mound. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Slott reaches second base with a double. Roberts moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pryor for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberts scores. Slott scores. Wilson moves to second. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. McRae reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Trammell moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bailey, and towards Trammell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brookins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Castillo moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Trammell scores. Cavill moves to third. It's 6-5, Royals. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards first. Akins catches it and steps on first to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Slott hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Glenn Wilson now playing right field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Frank White now playing second base. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cabell hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Slott hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and has Parrish trapped. There's the throw to Pryor, who throws to Washington, who tags Parrish for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Morris pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morris moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 3 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.